Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of March, Thursday morning, 2021. And it's early morning here in Pineville. It's about going on 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our world and thinking more about eternal things rather than this physical world down here. You know, we are told, we are exhorted by Christ to think on eternal things. Affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. This was the exhortation by Paul. And then we were told, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We walk by faith, not by sight. We faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Well, this morning, that's good admonition for me. And I can write all the letters I want to Biden and Trump, but the reality of it is, we should be setting our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. We should be not focused on this world, but we should be focused on the eternal world. And we should realize that this time that we have down here is very temporary. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity, saith the preacher. Solomon had everything at his disposal, including 700 wives and ever how many concubines. And he turned his thoughts over to idol worship, didn't he? Worshiping the gods of these wives. Got him in trouble, didn't it? So this morning, our focus should be not on the political realms of here of this world, sometimes I like to write in irony. That little letter I wrote, Trump, was irony. It was to show both of these people claim to be Christian. It's the furthest thing from Christian for the principles they stand for. Why would we expect anything otherwise? We are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of God, out of heaven. You know? And so this morning, I think that's what's on my mind, is that we have to realize that I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There should be no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. I want to conclude this little time we have today with this thought. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He said, did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed and ridiculed and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. And he did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I am so thankful for the things that Christ did say. So let us put our thoughts and our minds on eternal things today and realize God rules over all. God bless.